各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
今天晚上用当明白神的心意做题目来跟大家查考。
So tonight we'd like to use this topic. We shall know God's heart as our mission encouragement.
我们要明白神的心意，一定要透过读圣经，从圣经里面来知道。
In order to understand God's heart, we should first start from understand the scripture first.
所以我们一定要花时间在读圣经上来求神让我们明白他的心。
That's why we need to spend our effort into studying the scriptures and allow God to open our hearts.
不知道弟兄姐妹每个人是不是都有你们自己的读经进度。
And I'm not sure if all of you have your own schedule regarding to the Bible study.
我们教会每一周有一个查经，但是星期四晚上是一周查一章。
And for our church schedule, of the family service, we schedule one chapter for a certain book every week.
但是如果一周才读一章呢，其实太少。
However, it's actually kind of not good enough. We only study one chapter per week.
因为我们如果一周才读一章呢，我们一本圣经不知道查几年才能够把它读完。
Because with that kind of schedule, it would take very long to finish the entire Bible.
但是如果一天如果读一章的话，我们一周就读七章了。
However, if you had the schedule like study a chapter per day, then you can study almost seven chapters per week.
三年就可以把整个圣经从头到尾读一遍了。
And you will finish the entire Bible in 3 years.
那如果我们是一周读一章呢，我们就要把它读完的话，要21年。
However, if you only study a chapter per week, it's going to take 21 years to finish the entire Bible.
从小开始会读圣经，一直到他长大，可能结婚了，他们圣经还没有读过一次。
So if you proceed with that kind of schedule, perhaps when your child get married, when he's 20, at the age of 21, it's about the time to finish.
那这样子呢，我们对圣经一定不能够熟悉。
So if we allow ourselves to have that kind of pace, then we will not have a clear understanding about Bible.
有时候我们来教会聚会，可是我们教会聚会的时候讲道理都是并不是有次序的一卷一卷来读的。
And a lot of time when the speaker deliver a sermon in church, they do not speak their topic according with the sequence of chapter by chapter.
所以有时候一个题目从这边翻那边翻这样子，其实我们对圣经其实聚会了很久，可能也不见得很熟。
So, a lot of times speaker will refer different verses in different books. So that's why it's not really a systematic way to learn about the Bible.
我们比较熟悉的道理可能很熟，但是有些道理我们可能从来都没有听过。
You may be very familiar with certain doctrine or certain teachings, but you might not be as familiar with certain books or teachings.
但是圣经从旧约到新约，它整本我们说都是神的话语。
As we know from the New Testament to from the Old Testament to New Testament, all of them are considered words of God.
我们要明白神的心意呢，我们要完整的了解神的旨意呢，一定要圣经一定要熟悉，我们才知道才有办法分辨这是不是神的话语。
In order to understand God's heart perfectly, we need to study the entire Bible.
那所以呢，其实我们弟兄姐妹，如果我们可以的话，每个人应该有自己的读经进度。其实最好的话，我们教会也可以有一个读经进度的。
And if your schedule permits, we strongly encourage everyone to have their own Bible study schedule.
如果弟兄姐妹能够照着教会的读经进度一起读呢，我们很快的三年就可以读过，把圣经读过一次。
Perhaps you can follow the schedule that is being given by the church.
那今天晚上呢，小弟用耶利米书32章做主题跟大家查考。
So today I would like to use the book of Jeremiah chapter 32 as our mutual encouragement.
那耶利米书，因为最近台湾教会他们在读的是耶利米书。
Because this book, actually Irvine Church is currently studying about this book.
那所以我就跟着台湾进度读经进度在读圣经。
So I follow their schedule and study this book of Jeremiah.
从他们所读的每一卷书里面去查考神的话语。
So with the every chapter of this book, we go into depth.
那有时候就读到一些我们平常比较少接触到的一些信息。
So in this process, I come to realize that there are certain message that we are not as familiar.
我想这是一个非常好的一个机会，让我们去看每一卷书。
So I consider that as a very precious opportunity that we can study the book chapter by chapter.
那今天晚上来看一下耶利米书三十二章。
So today we'd like to study Jeremiah chapter 32.
三十二章，我们来看一下从十六节开始看。
So let's start from verse 16.
那这是耶利米的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Jeremiah.
我们对一些先知的祷告，有时候我们很熟悉的，我们通常比较常听到的就是，比如说但以理的祷告。
And we are pretty familiar with the prayer of Prophet Daniel.
比如说我们听过尼希米的祷告。
Or the prayer of Nehemiah.
我们可能听过以斯拉的祷告。
Perhaps we have heard the prayer of Ezra.
很多古圣徒他们在圣经里面所留下的他们祷告的记录呢，我们有一些很熟悉，但是有一些我们不常读的。
And we are very familiar with some of the prayer of saints, but we might not be as familiar with the other of them.
耶利米书三十二章在记载耶利米的祷告。
So in book of Jeremiah chapter 32 records the prayer of Jeremiah.
这是圣经里面很明显的写说是耶利米他跟神祷告的内容。
And here clearly states that this is the prayer that Jeremiah made to God.
那32章这一章里面所记载的内容在耶利米书来说是很特别的。
However, the way this recording is very special.
因为在耶利米书呢，圣经很多次神都跟耶利米说你不要为以色列百姓祷告了。
Because in this book, God mentioned so many times, and he tells Jeremiah not to pray for the people or the children of Israel.
从一开始神选召耶利米当先知以后。
So after, Jeremiah was chosen by God to be a prophet.
那耶利米他传讲神的信息大概将近超过40年的时间。
And he spent about more than 40 years to preach God's warning.
那神选召耶利米的目的就是要他去传讲警告，要让以色列百姓他们能够从那个罪恶当中回转归向神。
And the reason why God chose Prophet Jeremiah is to preach to warn them so they can return and change.
神当初跟耶利米一开始的时候让他看到两个异象。
So in the beginning, God showed two visions to Jeremiah.
我们先看一下这个记录，我们看耶利米书第一章，先看第一章。
So let's first turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
请看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
耶利米书一章的十一节。第一章。
Jeremiah chapter 1.
第一章的十一节。
Verse 11.
神的话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见一棵杏树枝。第十二节。
Verse 12.
神对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。第十三节
Verse 13.
神的话第二次临到我说你看见什么我说我看见一个烧开的锅从北而倾十四节
Verse 14.
神对我说必有灾祸从北方发出临到这地的一切居民十五节
Verse 15.
神说看哪、我要招北方列国的众族他们要来各安座位在耶路撒冷的城门口周围攻击城墙又要攻击犹大的一切城邑十六节
Verse 16.
至于证明的一切恶就是离弃我向别神烧香跪拜自己所造的我要发出我的判语攻击他们这段圣经在记载神选召耶利米以后呢就跟他让他问他说你看了什么东西
So after God select Jeremiah and ask him what did you see in those two visions
那第一个耶利米说他看到 一棵杏树枝
So first he saidHe saw a branch of almond tree.
那神跟他说，你看得不错啊，这个就是一个杏树枝啊。
And God told him that you have seen well.
那第十二节神就说了，因为我留意要保守我的话，使得成就，就是说我现在所说的话呢，我很注意我说过的话，一定会照我所说的成就的。
So he mentioned that for I am ready to perform my word, which means that God will keep his promise.
我们看到这里的时候一定会觉得奇怪，那杏树枝跟神要留意保守他的话到底有什么关系？
So people might wonder what's the relationship between the almond tree and the statement I am ready to perform my word.
哦，原来这个地方呢，这个杏树呢，在他们希伯来文的四根里面呢，跟这个留意啊，神很留意。很警醒他所讲的话这个意思几乎是一样字根是一样的两个字只有差一个音节而已
And for the original text or Hebrew text of this almond tree has the same roots text with this God is taking heed about his words
所以这是一个双关语神用这个 用一个这个意象杏树枝的意象来告诉耶利米说他所说过的话一定会成就。
So basically this term almond tree has double meanings.
那然后呢接下去第二个就是一个从北方来烧开的锅要倒下来了。
And then the things that Jeremiah saw in the second vision, he saw a boiling pot.
那这个烧开的锅从北方而来，就是这个毁灭会从北方来到。
And it is facing away from the north.
那这个烧开的锅会倒下来，是因为百姓离弃了神。
And the reason this boiling pot would be pulled down because the children of Israel forsake the Lord.
他们向神行恶，然后向别神烧香，惹神发怒。
They perform evil deeds against God, and they also offered incense to other idols.
所以神要把他们交给北方的列国，让他们被攻破，城被攻破，百姓被掳。
So that's why God delivered His people into the hands of the enemy and allowed their city being invaded.
那所以这是一开始神对耶利米告诉他的信息。
So this is the message coming from God in the beginning of this book.
那神这个信息就是说，现在百姓他们犯罪的结果，就是神的那个审判会来到。
So basically, is to share this consequence when His people forsake Him.
那至于这两个意象，神的信息是很清楚，是说毁灭从北方来，百姓他们一定会遭受一个很大的患难，然后会。遭遇瘟疫、饥荒、刀剑，百姓会死得很惨。
So based on those two visions, we know God is sending a message saying that God will definitely keep His words, and those disastrous plagues will definitely come upon the children of Israel.
那时候的耶利米先知，他知道这样一个信息之后，他的心情啊，在第四章里面描述出来。
And after Prophet Jeremiah knew about this, his mood. Or his feeling was recorded in chapter 4.
在圣经里面很多地方讲到他的心情，我们先看一下第四章第十九节。
So let's first turn to chapter 4, verse 19.
四章十九节说：“我的肺腑啊，我的肺腑啊，我心疼痛，我的心在我里面烦躁不安，我不能够静默不言，因为我已经听见脚声和打仗的喊声了。”第十九节特别提到说：“他说我已经听到这个毁灭的声音来到，他知道这种信息以后呢，他心里面呢非常的不安。”
After he had heard the message from God, he felt very sorrowful in his heart.
那他一定要把这个神的话信息讲出来。
And he need to preach God's warning to his people.
然后他就为百姓哀哭。
So he wept for his people.
我们都看第九章第一节。
And let's read chapter 9, verse 1.
第九章第一节说：“但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我的百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。”那这里提到说，他事实上已经看到将来要发生这个大毁灭，然后他是真的为百姓很多被杀人他们周围哭泣的。
So Prophet Jeremiah had already seen the future, and he feel very sad and wept for those people who will be slaughtered or killed.
他当时候曾经也求神说：“神啊，你一定要怜悯这些百姓。”
And when he first learned about this vision, he pleaded for his people.
你看第十四章的第十七节。
And let's read chapter 14, verse 17.
十四章的十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
这是神要他说的话。
And this is what God wants Prophet Jeremiah preach to his people.
你要将这个话对他们说：“愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤。”然后我们看第十八节。
And let's read verse 18.
我若出往田间，看就见有被刀杀的；我若进入城内，就见有因饥荒患病的。连先知带祭司在国中往来，也是毫无知识。这里看到说，他说我再一次强调说，他眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息。他为百姓所遇到的患难，昼夜哭泣。
And here especially mentioned that let my eyes flow with tears night and day, to illustrate how sad Prophet Jeremiah was when he heard about God's message.
那耶利米他很忠实的就把神要他讲的话他都讲了。
And faithfully, Prophet Jeremiah delivered God's words.
那他有这个心情，他看到百姓的这个罪恶，他很忧伤，他就为他们哀哭祷告。
And when Prophet Jeremiah witnessed the evil that his people performed, he feels sad for them and he prayed for them.
他求神，你看第二十一节。
And let's read verse 21.
他说神啊求你为你名的缘故啊不要厌恶我们不入没你荣耀的宝座求你追念不要背了与我们所立的约第二十二节
Verse 22
外邦人虚无的神中有能降雨的吗天能赐降甘露吗主我们的神啊能如此的不是你吗所以我们能要等候你因为这一切都是你所造的我们看到他这里 他这两节经节他求神啊他求神基于第一个基于神的圣名
And from verse 21 and 22, he prayed to God and he tell God two things.
第一个就是为了你的名的缘故，不要丢弃我们。
And first is for the sake of your glory, do not forsake us.
第二个是为了你的圣殿的你宝座的荣耀，你不要毁灭这个城这个殿。
And secondly, do not disgrace the throne of your glory, so do not destroy your temple.
第三个，不要忘记，也不要丢弃你跟百姓所立的这个约，是你的圣约。
And thirdly, remember, do not break your covenant with us.
所以他求神从这个三个角度来求告神说，神啊，你一定要再一次施恩怜悯。
So with these three aspects, Prophet Jeremiah pray to God and plead God, for not seeking them.
我们就看到说，这个就是先知的他的特质，耶利米他这样子。在为百姓祷告的。
So we can see the nature or the characteristic about this prophet, how urgent or how diligent he prayed for his people.
但是神怎么跟耶利米说呢
？However, let's see how God replied to Jeremiah and tell him.
看第七章。
And let's read chapter one, or seven, excuse me.
第七章，我们看第七章
，chapter seven，
第十六节
，verse 16。
第七章十六节，这里神跟耶利米说啊，所以啊，你不要为这百姓祈祷，也不要为他们呼求祷告，也不要向我为他们祈求，因为我不听于你。读一下这一节。
Verse 16. Therefore, do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you.
那这一句话，神已经跟他讲说，你就不要祷告，也不要为他们祈求了。
So this is what God told Jeremiah. He told him.Not to pray for his people.
我不要为他，我不会听你祷告啊。
Because I will not listen to you.
为什么
？Why？
因为他说你在这个耶路撒冷街市上，你所看所百姓所行的，你有没有看到啊
？So God asked him, "Do you see what they do in the city of Judah and Jerusalem?"
就第十八节说的。
And this is recorded in verse 18.
第十八节说，孩子剪裁，父亲烧火，妇女啊薄面做饼献给天后。又向别神烧香啊，浇奠祭，惹我发怒。
And verse 18 here records that the children gathered wood, the fathers kindled the fire, and the woman kneaded dough and to make cakes for the queens of heaven, and they pour out drink offering to other gods. They may provoke me to anger.
神最大的愤怒就是来自于以色列百姓，他们向别的神烧香献祭。
And God's anger is all triggered.By his people, because they offer those offerings to other gods.
他们领受神这么多的恩惠，然后最后去拜别人、拜偶像去了。
For they have received so many grace and blessing from God, but at the end, they went ahead and worship other idols.
所以在耶利米书里面一直重复强调，神说：“你们惹我发怒啊。”
So that's why this statement was kept repeated in this book. They may provoke me to anger.
啊，惹神发怒就是因为去离弃神去拜偶像去了。
And the reason that happened is they worship other idols.
那这种情况下，神跟耶利米说：“你不要为他们祷告。”
So that's the main reason why God told Jeremiah not to pray for them.
我不会听了。
Because for I will not listen.
除非百姓他们能够回转归向我。
Unless they are willing to turn back and repent.
那就是能够。真的遵行我告诉他们的话语。
If they can truly abide to the commandments that I gave them.
那神的这个信息哦，重复在第十一章出现。我们看第十一章。
And the same message repeated again in chapter 11.
第十一章二十四节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 14.
十一章十四节，所以你不要为这百姓祈祷了，不要为他们呼求祷告了，因为他们遭乱向我哀求的时候，我必不应允。
Verse 14, so do not pray for these people or lift out a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time they cry out to me because of their trouble.
因为他们行淫乱一样是强调他们是拜偶像。
So God mentioned here they commit adultery. It's not physical adultery. They are talking about they worshiping other idols.
我们再看第十四章，耶利米书十四章。
And let's turn to chapter 14.
十四章的十一节。
Chapter 14, 11.
好，我们从第十节开始。
And let's start from verse 10.
神对这百姓如此说：这百姓喜爱妄行，不禁止脚步，所以神不悦纳他们。现今要纪念他们的罪孽，追讨他们的罪恶。十一节。
Verse 11.
神又对我说：不要为这个百姓祈祷求好处。十二节。
Verse 12.
他们进食的时候，我不听他们的呼求；他们献燔祭和素祭，我也不悦纳。我就要用刀剑、饥荒、瘟疫灭绝他们。那这里圣经特别又强调神说百姓啊，他们喜爱妄行，不禁止脚步行恶。
And here especially mentioned that they do not stop themselves from doing evils.
那虽然百姓他们一样进食，他们一样献祭，可是神说不悦纳。
So even though they bring offering, God do not accept.
神跟耶利米说：“你不要再为他们祷告祈求好处了。”
And at the end, God told Prophet Jeremiah, "Do not pray for their good."
没有用的
，because it's going to be in vain.
那可是，在这种情况下，你看神在一再重复的强调这个信息。可是，在第三十二章啊，我们现在看回三十二章，耶利米他这一次跟神祷告。
So let's turn back to chapter 32, and this time he prayed to God again.
看三十二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 32.
32章16节
Verse 16.
我将买契交给尼利亚的儿子巴路以后，便祷告神说，17节
Verse 17.
然后主神啊，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有拦成的事。18节
Verse 18.
你施慈爱给千万人，又将父亲的罪孽报应在他后世祖孙的怀中，是至大全能的神。万金之主是你的名。19节
Verse 19.
谋事有大略，行事有大能，注目观看世人一切的举动，为要照个人所行的和他做事的结果报应他。第20节
Verse 20.
在埃及地显神迹奇事，直到今日，在以色列和别人中间也是如此，使自己得了名声，正如今日一样。那这里圣经提到说，耶利米将买契交给巴路以后，他祷告神，这个在讲什么
？And here,
第十六节
，And in verse 16,
就是他买房子这个契约啊。
And here it mentioned that Jeremiah had delivered the purchase deed to Baruch.
那这一个就是从第一节到十五节里面所描述的当时的发生的事。
And this is actually continued from verse 1 to 15. There's an event happened during that time.
因为当时耶利米已经被关起来了。
Because during that time, Prophet Jeremiah was being jailed.
那个王，犹大的王，听到耶利米一再发预言，在讲一些坏话，就是预言这个国家要被灭，这个王就把耶利米关起来。
The king of Judah had heard so many prophecies regarding to the destruction of the kingdom of Israel. That's why he threw him to jail.
当他被关的时候，神就跟耶利米说：“等一下，你的叔叔的儿子会来见你，要你把他们的地买回来。”
So, God told Prophet Jeremiah saying that the son of your uncle will come to you later and to purchase the land back.
然后呢，你就照他所说的给他钱，然后把那个地买赎回来。
So all you need to do is just follow accordingly to what he said to you. Just accept the money and get the land.
神事先跟耶利米讲了，只有真的后来他的 cousin 就真的来到他那个被关的地方，然后就跟他讲神讲过的话。
So, basically that's what God told Prophet Jeremiah beforehand. So later on things happened accordingly, and his cousin came to him.
当他这个叔叔的儿子来到他跟他讲这段话以后，就是正是神所讲的都一样的信息，所以他说：“我就知道这是神说的话。”
So, when the son of his uncle came and told him exactly what God told him,
他就在众人面前把这个地应该有了多少价值就给了对方。
So he gave the money of this that worth the land and to this person.
这个买卖呢，就在众人见证之下成交了，他就拿了一个契约。
So this deal was done in front of in the public.
那神那个当时候耶利米先知就把他这个契约呢交给了巴路。
So at that time he gave this contract to Baruch.
那个巴路当时候就是应该是说耶利米书是他真正执笔写下来的人。
So this Barak turned out to be the one who put the book of Jeremiah in words.
他记录了耶利米所说的话语,
and he records.
等于他的秘书一样。
It's just like a secretary of Jeremiah, he recorded all the words that are spoken by Jeremiah.
他跟巴路说, 你把这个七号的保管放在瓦器里面, 要放很久。
So he told Barak to place this contract in a vessel.
因为第15节说, 神说的, 他将来在这个地必有人再买卖房屋、田地跟葡萄园。
And because for people later will come to purchase a vineyard and stuff like that.
当时候神给耶利米的信息是这个国家会被灭，这个百姓会被掳，所以这里的城耶路撒冷城会变荒凉，无人居住。
So in the beginning, God told Prophet Jeremiah, saying that one day the city of Jerusalem will be invaded and everything will be destroyed, and this place will be turned into a remote area.
历史的进程照着神所预言的一步一步的在实现。
And it does happen accordingly in the history.
那可是这个时候神要耶利米说，你要再把那个地买回来，而且那个契约要保留着。
However, God told Jeremiah to purchase back this land and keep the contract.
以后 还会在这个买卖这个契约会有效的。
And in the future, this contract will carry its effect.
那这个就是神借用这个一个象征的动作，要让耶利米先生知道说，神他真的会把以色列百姓再重新带回来这个耶路撒冷城的。
So God used that as a symbolic action, telling him that one day God will bring His people back.
那当这个买卖契约结束以后，圣经记载说，耶利米当时候就跟神这样祷告了。
So after that deal was done. This is why Jeremiah offered a prayer during that time.
从17节到第19节，就在描述他说神是怎样一个神，他颂赞神的伟大。
So starting from verse 17, Prophet Jeremiah was describing how God is.
神，你没有难成的事情。
And to God, there is nothing impossible for Him.
当然，你是创造天地万地的主，所以你现在把城毁了，你也可以把城重建起来。
Because for God, He is the Great, the mighty God, that's why there's nothing that He cannot accomplish.
21节到22节, 他在重复说神用神迹奇事大能的手伸出来的膀臂跟大可畏的事情, 领以色列百姓出埃及了。And
in verse 20 and 21, He was telling people how God lead people out from Egypt.
用神迹奇事大能的手，神用了很多神迹奇事大可畏的事情, 让不可能的事情变可能了。
So with signs and wonders and with all different work from His hand, He turned something impossible to possible.
把这个地赐给了他们的列祖。
And He gave this land of Canaan to their forefathers.
但是从22节23节开始他说, 当这列祖进入了这个地以后呢, 他说不听从神的话, 也不遵行你的律法, 你一切所吩咐他们行的, 他们一无所行。 因此你使他, 你使这一切的灾祸都临到他们了。
And in verse 23, here's the turning point. Say that, however, those forefathers, after they entered the land of Canaan, they disobeyed God, and then they, for God told them not to do, they did all of them. That's why the disaster came upon them.
24节说，看啊，敌人已经来到了，主列要攻取这个城。
So that's why in verse 24, he proclaimed, look, the siege mountain, they have already come.
因为那个时候, 巴比伦大军已经把这个整个耶路撒冷城围住了。Because
during that time, the troops or soldiers of Babylon, they have already surrounded the city.
城因为刀剑饥荒瘟疫交在攻城的加勒底人的手中。他说：“你所说的话都成就了，你也看见了。”耶利米这样跟神说。So
Jeremiah told God, saying that the city has been given into the hands of those Chaldeans who fight against it, and everything you said has been fulfilled.
25节，主神啊，你对我说，要用银子为自己买那块地，又请见证人。其实这城已经交在加勒底人的手中了。And
he told God that you have said to me, O Lord God, buy the field for money and take witnesses. Yet the city has been given into the hand of Chaldeans.
当时候的耶利米先知对神的这个动作，他虽然讲了。 预告了神讲的那句话，就是第15节讲的。可是他当时候他觉得很纳闷，为什么今天神还要叫他做这个动作干什么？So,
he knew what God had said before, but now he having a question, why God need to have this symbolic actions?
这个城已经交在加勒人手中了。
And you know, the city is given to the hand of their enemy.
毁灭就要来到了，就在眼前了。
And the destruction is about to come.
你现在叫我买那块地，又有些人说，到底真的要做什么呢？
So what is the reason for you, for me to buy or purchase this land?
那这个耶利米他这个祷告呢？那我们看到说，当时候耶利米他本身是一个非常顺服的先知啊。
As we know, Prophet Jeremiah is a submissive prophet.
他当时候对他所不明白的事情呢，他很勇敢的再一次去问神。
However, when he encountered something that he do not understand, he will go to God for an answer.
他是理智上知道神这样讲过。
And based on his knowledge, he knew that God had mentioned certain things before.
可是他的心里面，他没有办法真的明白说神为什么你要这样做。
However, in his heart, he do not have the clear understanding why God need to have that symbolic action.
他想要真的明白神再一次肯定他的心意，神啊，我能够了解你的心意吗？
So in other words, he want to further confirm God's will.
所以他这样跟神这样祷告啊。
So that's why he prayed to God in this fashion.
那你看他这样祷告之后，神回应他。
So after he prayed in such manner, God responded to him.
我们现在看第26节。
And let's read verse 26.
神的话就临到耶利米说，27节。
Verse 27.
他说我是神，是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
Verse 27. And behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
神说，我是凡有血气者的神啊，意思是说，只要是人，我就是他的神啊。So
here God specially mentioned that for those who are made by flesh, God is the God for them.
所以我也是那个巴比伦的神啊。So
I am the God for those the people of Babylon.
我是所有列邦众百姓的神。
And also the God of all nations.
岂有我难成的事情，在我来说没有难成的事。
So to me, is there anything too hard for me?
所以看起来现在毁灭要来到了。
So it seems like there's a destruction is about to come.
可是神说，将来这个地还要再复兴起来。
However, God told him that one day this land will become prosperous again.
这是一定会发生的。
This is something that will definitely happen.
28节,
Verse 28.
神说，我要把这个城交给加勒底人。 的手跟巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒的手，他必攻取这城，所以这个城一定被灭。So
here it mentioned that God will give this city to the king, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So that's why, this place will definitely be destroyed.
然后呢，攻城的人要把这个城焚烧，还要把里面的房屋都烧光光。And
they will set a fire and burn the city.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们在这个房屋上面向巴利烧香，向别神交奠祭，惹我发怒。Because
What they did on this land is they offer offerings to other gods, which provoked me to anger.
你看，从二十九节到三十二节，神一再重复强调他们是惹神发怒。So
in verse 29, once again, he mentioned that his people provoked him to anger.
四次，从二十九节、三十、三十一、三十二节，强调神说你们惹我发怒，是全国百姓惹我发怒。And
he mentioned in verse 29. 30, 31, 32, four times in a row to say that the entire nation provoked me to anger.
那第33节说，他们以背向我，不以面向我。我虽然从早起来教训他们，他们却不听从，也不受教训。And
verse 33, and they have turned to me the back and not the face. Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not listened to receive instruction.
百姓惹神发怒的事情在第七章我们刚才已经看过了。So
we have already seen those things that provoke God to anger in chapter 7.
那神说他们是以背向我，不以面向我，就是他们是悖逆的百姓，so, 不听从神的话语。
In verse 33, here mentioned that they had turned to me the back, so saying that they are being very disobedient.
神说他从早到晚就派他的先知去传讲他的信息。
And God tried to teach them by sending the prophet to warn them from early to the downtime.
可是他们却不听从，也不受教训。
However, they have not listened nor to receive their instructions.
那我们就看到说，其实神他真正的心意就是要百姓听从他的话而已。
However, we know God's true intent is to have His people turn back to Him.
我们说我们要明白神的心意。
So that's why I stress a very important point that we need to understand God's heart.
神今天真的对我们所要求的是什么？
So we should truly understand what is the true requirement God has put on us.
神要求我们一件事。
God only requires one thing.
就像他当时候跟以色列百姓这样说。
Just like what he had said to his people back then.
第七章，看耶利米书第七章。
Let's read chapter 7.
第二十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 23.
七章二十三节
Chapter 7, verse 23.
我只吩咐他们这一件说你们当听从我的话我就做你们的神你们也做我的子民你们行我所吩咐的一切道就可以得福
Verse 23 But this is what I commanded them saying obey my voice and I will be your God and you shall be my people and walk in all the way that I have commanded you that it may be well with you
神说如果你们听从我所吩咐的这些道他说都可以得福了
And you mentioned that if you obey my voice then you will receive blessings
那这件事情其实是很简单的
And that is a very simple statement
就是说神说什么就去做什么而已、啊、
Basically all you need to do is to follow and carry out God's commands
啊，不用自己去找
And you don't need to seek for your own self
所以神才跟百姓说其实我神的诫命不是说你们要 上到天上到海边到很远的地方去寻找才寻得到不会神把他的话透过他的先知就告诉百姓知道了
So God told his people You don't need to go very far into mountain or seas to find my will because I will send my prophet and preach my message to you
那如果做了他就得福气了
If you fulfill them then you will receive blessings
但是如果不听从呢
However if you disobey
那这个就是神说的那个毁灭就会来到
Then at the end the destruction will come to you
那当然神要求百姓很多事吗
And of course, God requires his people many different things.
那在可是在耶利米书第十七章里面，神那时候特别提的一件事。
However, in Jeremiah chapter 17, God specially mentioned one item.
看耶利米书十七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
这是我们今天我们每一周都可以做的。
And this is something that we can do every week.
耶利米书十七章十九节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 19.
这是神要先知啊，去站在圣殿的门口宣告的。
And this is what God wants Jeremiah to stand in the gate and proclaim to his people.
所有的第二十节说，所有的人呢、啊，一切居民都要听神的话。
And he mentioned and say to them, hear the word of the Lord.
第二十一节
，verse 21.
神如此说，你们要谨慎，不要在安息日担什么担子进入耶路撒冷的各门。第二十二节
，verse 22.
也不要在安息日从家里担出担子去，无论何工都不可做。只要以安息日为圣日，正如我所吩咐你们列祖的。二十三节
，verse 23，
他们却不听从，不侧耳听，更竟应着景象，不听，不受教训。第二十四节
，verse 24，
神说：你们若留意听从我，在安息日不担什么担子进入这城的各门，只以安息日为圣日，在那日无论是何工都不做。二十五节
，verse 25。
那时就有做大卫宝座的君王和首领，你们与犹大人并耶路撒冷的居民，或坐车或骑马进入这城的各门，而且这城必存到永远。这里就看到说，神当时候宣告信息是要尊安息日为圣日。
So from those passage, we know the main message is that they should deem the Sabbath as the holy day.
那如果守安息日，他说。就有做大卫宝座君王和首领、哦、他说这城存到永远不会毁灭的
So if they observe Sabbath and then they shall enter the gates of the city kings and princes sitting on the throne of David
那守安息日为圣日呢叫得福气
So for those who observe or keep the Sabbath they will receive blessings
他们这个城存到永远这个殿就得到保存那个献祭敬拜神的事情就一直持续下去蒙神悦纳
And the city of Jerusalem will be kept and their offering will be accepted
那如果不听从呢、
However if they chose to be disobeyed
二十七节说
In verse 27
他说你们若不听从我不以安息日为圣日能在安息日担担子进入耶路撒冷的各门我必在各门中点火这火也必烧毁耶路撒冷的宫殿不能熄灭这里就是神他说如果不听从那结果就是这个城就被焚烧了
So vice versa in verse 27 say that if you do not keep this day and deem this day as a holy day then the city eventually will be devoured and burned
神要求他的百姓听从他的话
So God requires people to listen to him.
安息日, 守安息日 为圣日之其中一项。
So to keep Sabbath as a holy day is one of them.
那当然, 神还有很多, 很多其他的要求。
Of course, God still has many other requirements.
比如说, 神要他们圣洁。
For instance, God wants them to be holy.
要他们专心拜神。
God wants them to focus on him and worship him
不要三心两意。
Try not to be double-minded.
每一件神所应许要求他们做的都带着福气的。
And everything God try to make them to do is always come with the blessing if they fulfill them.
但是百姓他们总是背逆神，就是不听从神。
However, a lot of time at the end, his people chose not to listen and not to obey his words.
耶利米书32章，后来神跟耶利米讲完了这一段话以后。
So after God has spoken Jeremiah,
神特别说论到这个城耶路撒冷城,
and God specially mentioned about the city of Jerusalem.
我这样说,
and he said,
我们看回来耶利米书32章,
so let's turn to book of Jeremiah chapter
32. 32章,
chapter 32,
37节,
verse 37.
我在怒气、愤怒和大恼问中将以色列人赶到各国, 日后我必从那里将他们召集出来。 领他们回到实地，使他们安然居住。 38节
Verse 38
他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。 39
Verse 39
我要使他们彼此同心同道，好叫他们永远敬畏我，使他们和他们的后世子孙得福乐。 40节
Verse 40
又要与他们立永远的约，必随着他们施恩，便不离开他们，且使他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我。 41节
Verse 41
我必欢喜施恩与他们，要尽心尽力。 诚诚实实将他们栽于此地。第42节
Verse 42
因为神如此说，我怎样使这一切大祸临到这百姓，我要照样使我所应许他们的一切福乐都临到他们。43节
Verse 43
你们说这地是荒凉，无人民无牲畜，是交付家里人之手的，日后在这城境内必有人自买田地。 第44节
Verse 44
在便雅悯地、耶路撒冷的四围的各处、犹大的城邑、三地的城邑、高原的城邑，并南地的城邑，人必用银子买田地，在器上画押，将器封弦，请出见证人，因为我必使被掳的归回。这是神说的。那这段圣经呢，我们就看到说，神他在怒气中让百姓被掳，城被毁。
So from this passage, we know in God's wrath, he allowed his people being captive and allowed those cities be destroyed. And the sole reason behind it is to have his people turn back to him.
这是神用的最后一个手段，让百姓真的醒悟说，哎呀，我们其实应该早就应该听从神的话了。
And that is considered almost the final method to have his people turn back to him.
然后神给他们一个复兴归回的应许。
And God gave them a promise regarding to one day they shall return and this land will be prosperous one more time.
那所以这个应许就是日后，这个日后是什么时候呢？
However, when that will be happened?
70年之后。
And it's actually 70 years later.
神要把他们重新召集回来。
And once this time had come, God will gather them again.
要让百姓真的能够再一次的成为神的子民，他说我要做他们的神呢。
So he will gather his people and God shall be their God.
那在这种情况下呢，他们说他们彼此要同心同道。
So during that time, they will have the same heart and the same way.
叫他们永远敬畏我。
And they will respect God forever.
如果敬畏神，他说他们跟他们后世的子孙就得福乐了。
So if they know how to revere God and fear God, then the blessings shall fall upon them even to their descendants.
然后神说，我跟他们立永远的约。
And God will make this everlasting covenant.
我随着他们施恩。
And God will always give blessings along with them.
我不离开他们，也只让他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我。
And God will not depart from them, and at the same time will give them the heart of reverence. So the people will not leave God as well.
这是神的应许。
That is the promise of God.
神说，如果百姓 敬畏我，他说他们的子孙也得福。
And if my people revere me, and their descendants shall be blessed as well.
我们今天如果敬畏神，今天我们的子孙也得福气了。
So today, if we revere and fear God, then our descendants will be surely blessed.
神跟我们立约。
Because God had already made this covenant with us.
他说他不离开我们。
And he said that he will never depart from us.
他要让我们 对他存一个敬畏的心。
And God wants us to have this reverent heart to Him.
那我们如果有敬畏的心，我们不会离开神。
Because if we had this heart of reverence, then we will never choose to depart from God.
这是一个何等有福气的应许。
So how wonderful and blissful about this grace.
这是神真正的心意。
And that is the true intent or will of God.
他就是要这些属他的百姓真的能够把他当作神来敬拜他。
And he wants his chosen people to deem him as a real and true God.
那神他这样子的应许啊，这个约啊，他其实在耶利米书十三章里面，神用个比喻来描述。
So in Jeremiah chapter 13, God used this way to describe his promise or covenant.
我们来看一下十三章的第十一节。
And let's read chapter 13, verse 1.
我们如果真的能够明白神的心意啊
，So if we can truly understand God's heart,
把我们所敬拜的神真的当作我们的神来敬畏他。
And we truly treat God as true God.
神这样说。
And God will tell us.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
十三章十一节说，神说，腰带怎样紧贴人腰，照样我也要使以色列全家和犹大全家紧贴我，好叫他们属我为子民，使我得名声，得颂赞，得荣耀，他们却不肯听。
Verse 11, for as the sash clings to the ways of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear.
今天神要把我们当作他的腰带跟他绑在一起。
And God just wants us to be like the sash clinging to the ways of a man.
腰带跟人的是合在一起，跟人的身体是合在一起的，不是吗
？As we know, the sash clings to the waist of men. They are very close together.
神用这个腰带这个比喻啊，来描述他怎么样想要把这个以色列百姓真的带在他的身边，时常来保护他们，施恩给他们。
So God used this sash as an analogy to let us know how willingly He want to have us or.Stay with us.
这是神真正的心意。
And that is the true intent of God.
赐福气的。
And God wants to give us blessings.
要他的百姓真的能够回转归向他。
And He wants His people to return back to Him.
来得到他所赏赐的福乐。
So they may receive those joy and peace and blessings from Him.
所以当时候神才叫耶利米先知说，你就去买那块地，你拿那个契约，以后一定会再回来。
So that's why God told Prophet Jeremiah to purchase that land and let him know that one day this land shall return and the land will be prosperous again.
我必使被掳人归回。
And he will let those people being captive return free.
他的心意是要赐平安的。
So God's original intent or will is to give peace.
看29章第11节。
So let's turn to chapter 29, verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章从第十节开始。
A story from verse 10.
二十九章第十节，神如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们能回此地。十一节。
Verse 11.
神说：我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。十二节。
Verse 12.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。十三节。
Verse 13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。这个就是神真正的心意。
So this is the true thoughts of God.
神他对我们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
So the thoughts He has on us is to give peace.
他要叫我们末后有指望。
So in the future we may have a hope.
如果我们真的呼求神、祷告神，他就应允我们了。
So if we pray and cry to God, He will respond to us.
专心寻求神，就寻见。
So if we seek God with all our hearts, then we will find Him.
我们今天如果寻求神的心意，明白神的心意。
So if today we seek after His heart and we strive forward to understand His will,
那我们寻求，他说我们一定寻见的。
Then truly we shall understand His heart.
那我们寻见了神的心意之后， 我们会怎么样呢？
So after we come to understand God's heart, then what should we do?
我们的心一定是非常的平安的。
Then our heart shall be peaceful.
我们会明白说，啊，神为什么让我遇到这件事情？
Then we will have a clear understanding why God allows us to encounter such situation.
神他要提醒我，真的能够听从他的吩咐。
Because God wants to remind me so I can truly submit myself by listening God's word.
如果我遵守了。
So if I keep God's commandments,
我明白神的心意，我要遵守之后，我得福气。
So if I understand God's heart and I keep His words, then I shall receive blessings.
我们最后来看第二十四章。
And at the end, let's read chapter 24.
二十四章第五节。
Chapter 24, verse 5.
神当时候对百姓的心意是说，你们耶路撒冷城被围攻，你们出去投降。
And this is what God said to them. You know, you are being surrounded by your enemies. You just go out and surrender.
你们如果出去投降的，你们就得存活了。
So for those who went out and surrendered themselves to their enemy, those people shall live.
被巴比伦抓走。
They will be captured by the Babylon kingdom.
这是我的旨意。
And that is my will.
第二十四章第五节。
And let's read verse 5.
主以色列的神如此说，被掳去的犹大人，就是我打发离开这地到加勒底人之地去的，我必看顾他们如这好无花果，使他们得好处。第六节。
Verse 6.
我要眷顾他们，使他们得好处，领他们归回这地，我要建立他们，必不拆毁，栽植他们，并不拔出。第七节。
Verse 7.
我要赐他们认识我的心，知道我是主，他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神，因为他们要一心归向我。那这段圣经我们看到说，真的如果我们明白神的心意，照神的心意去做，你看神说我要看顾他们。
So if we truly understand God's heart and we follow according, then we know God will definitely look after us.
我要建立他们。
And God will build us.
我要赐他们认识我的心。
And God will give us a heart to understand Him.
我要做他们的神。
And God shall be our God.
那他们要一心归向我。
And in the end, we shall return to God withour whole heart.
如果我们今天从读神的话语里面，真的能够明白神的心意。
So today, by studying God's words, if we can truly understand His words,
我们在生活当中啊，一定充满很多福气。
Then we shall experience a lot of God's grace in our daily life.
不管遇到什么事情
，No matter what happened to us,
我们一定会想心明白说，哎，神到底要我学什么？
And we will always ponder upon this question. So what God really wants us to learn from the situation?
我们如果真的学到了归向神了。
So we truly know that we should return back to God.
神说我是你的神。
And God, we know that God is our God.
我是全能，在我没有难成的事。
And God is almighty and there is nothing too difficult.
每一件事情神说要实现的就会实现。
For everything that God promises that He will fulfill, then one day they will be fulfilled.
愿主耶稣基督帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们每个人都能够尽我们的努力呢，来寻求明白神的心意。
May we strive our best to understand God's heart.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
388首。
388. Oh God, to give us this heart to understand Him.
我们每个人都能够活在神的旨意里面来得福乐。
So in our daily day.In our daily life, we can live in His will.
那除此之外呢，我们为几件事情代祷。
So, other from that, let's also intercede or pray for several items.
在这段时间这几个礼拜里面呢，我们有许多重要的会议会在我们喜乐度教会一起开。
For the incoming weeks, we are going to have several important events or meetings take place in Cerritos Church.
我们下个礼拜十月四号，我们有四周年特别聚会。
Next week, we are going to have our 10-year anniversary event in this church.
然后十一月十二号，我们有全国教会会议。
And for on November 12th, we will have our NCC meeting.
那全国教会会议之后，在云林教会有全国成人的神训班。
So after NCC meeting, we will have NATS in Garden Grove Church.
在云林教会，所以。我们这几件事情呢，都要祷告，求主耶稣来带领我们。
So in our prayer, let's put those things in our prayer requests or items. So may God guide every single event.
特别是我们全国教会会议呢，在我们自己的教会去开呢，我们需要有很多事情需要协助，我们也要参与。我们求主耶稣带领我们，让我们在这个参与当中呢，我们弟兄姐妹的信仰呢得到坚固，我们的信心得建立。
So especially for the NCC meeting that taking place in Surreal Church, that requires a lot of participation of our members. And hopefully through those participation, our faith can be fortified and strengthened.
这是神, 让我们有机会参与来服侍他, 来得无期的机会。
And we know this is a very good opportunity to receive God's blessings and guidance.
我们没有办法, 有些事情我们不能够直接参与的, 我们就祷告当中一起来参与。
So for those who cannot directly participate in the event, you can always pray for the event.
让我们跟全体弟兄姐妹一起来得福气。
So let's allow ourselves to be one of those who receive blessings from God.
我们知道弟兄姐妹当中有软弱的, 有需要代祷的, 我们在祷告当中也纪念。
So if we know anyone who is weak spiritually or physically, let's remember them in our prayers. And let's all kneel down and pray for 15 minutes.